is very positive news indeed. There's been a lot of work done in relation to the overall development of Al Shakharan. The staff have put in a lot of days, a lot of very late hours, and a lot of 7 days a week. So that tender has gone out now. The tender will consist of two buildings. The buildings will home the two ferry service boats, booking boats, and also there will be other boats there as well, slightly separate, you know, maybe for the likes of, you know, those that are going out sea angling or the low, those that are going island hopping. You know, there's a lot of services coming on play now. There's been a big, massive interest in their islands around the Rosses and obviously Ngidoe as well. But that's very important for us. There's going to be a viewing area while people are waiting as well, which will leave quite a beautiful, dramatic view from Al Shakharan, looking out at Ireland, the likes of Inishvika Doran and Inishfree and that. You know, and we have our own offices there too as a council. You know, our harbour master will be there, have an office there. There'll be council office there, which I'm hoping too that the community will be able to rent and it'll be of use to the community, which is important. And then there'll be other offices there too, and it's not crystal clear yet. And, you know, without dulging and saying things that I mightn't be 100% accurate in now, but the likes of maybe people renting offices for maybe a very short period of time while they're maybe in the west and the Gaeltacht or around the area to be able to work from it. One of the things that I'm absolutely over the moon and was able to contribute hugely to it myself personally with others is the change in places toilet, which will be a great addition to those that would need change in places toilets for carers, for the individual obviously, and parents as well. There'll be another building as well, a two-storey building built adjacent to that main building as well, which will become a commercial building. So there's going to be a huge amount of work, hopefully starting and groundbreaking before the end of this year.
In terms of the whole development of Burton Port, it will be an amazing space then for people.
Look, there's been a lot of challenges here. I spent a lot of time around Al Shakharan and the islands there. Speaking to a lot of people within the community, I think it's important that the community are heard through the whole process from beginning to end. Al Shakharan, unfortunately, due to state policy through the years, our fishing community has diminished massively because of that policy. And things have changed. Things have changed dramatically. You know, if you look at some of the investments that's been happening there now, you know, young man is there now in terms of the new boat going round, island hopping. There's others there, like Jim going round, you know, with the diving and all. There's loads of activity happening. People are getting organised within the islands itself, and it all combines together. A collective approach, I think, is the best way. We spent a good bit of yesterday going round some of the harbours around the smaller islands and looking at what we need to do to facilitate, first and foremost, locals, also looking at how we could move and try to work the best we can without leaving them behind, people with additional needs, and then looking at those visitors that come who want to explore our community.